The best New Year's deals are happening now at Tanger Outlets. Celebrate with up to 70% off savings from Nike Factory Store, Coach, Michael Kors, Under Armour, Polo Ralph Lauren, Kate Spade New York, and so many more. From activewear to accessories, beauty, and apparel, find everything you're looking for to kickstart the new year. The clock is ticking. Hurry into Tanger Outlets to save more. Hundreds of brands, unbeatable value. Plan your trip at Tanger.com.
Welcome to the law firm of Davis & Davis. We're not a real law firm. Go ahead, grab a beer, a glass of wine, sit back and listen.
All right, now that I have a cough button, I need to remember to press it.
That would be best.
I'm exhausted. Oh.
Yeah, you took a while getting on here too, man. You're napping?
Because I fell asleep sitting in my chair.
Well, I texted you a second time like, hello?
Hello? Is anybody home? Oh, Burke.
Oh, Scott.
I have the hottest UPS driver.
What's his name?
Carl.
Sorry, it was T way up, man. I couldn't say.
I'm not gonna.
He's so dreamy.
Let's see here. Play again, Sam. Oh my God. I this is like the third time I've seen her. Oh my God. Oh my God. Oh, hello. Thank God for a Nest camera.
You're going to install a 4K camera out front just for her, aren't you?
This one is the 4K model, and I only had it set to 1080p.
We're cranking that bitch up, aren't we?
I literally cranked that. I'm like, that's it. Gotta have it. Gotta have it. Let's see here.
Gotta put it in the bank.
I guess you could see all my emails. Isn't that fabulous?
Pipes and cigars. Pipes and cigars. Hotfireman.com. Sam's Club. Sorry.
You missed Lick My Weenie.
Oh, yeah. Sorry.
Oh, what a day. So, to tell people ahead of time. By the way, we are the Davis and Davis Show. DavisandDavisShow.com.
And if you want to buy a cool merch, go to the DavisandDavisShow.com.
You see how I waited for you this time?
This time, yeah. It's almost like we've been doing this a while. We're getting used to it.
So somebody, no names, stopped me at work yesterday. Was like, hey, I'm listening to your podcast for the first time. I said, oh. Okay, which podcast are you listening to? He said, oh, it's the 007. But you guys have talked for like a half an hour and nothing about James Bond. And I went, ooh. So people know, the first half hour of our show is just Burke and I talking. If you don't want to listen to that,
fast forward. Yeah, just hit the two, what do you call those little symbols? Greater than symbols? Yes, two greater than symbols.
Okay. Mm. Is that what those are called?
I don't know. I think the book we greater than. Ooh. Or fast forward button, whatever.
Ooh.
That's not your normal beer?
This.
Blackberry hard cider. Ooh, that does sound rather tasty.
Oh, it smells delectable. Delectable. I wasn't in the mood for beer. I did, however, purchase 3 bottles of bourbon.
Oh my.
Well, he was a good salesman. That, or he was giving me samples.
Here, try this one. You'll like that. I love it, man. How many you want? 3.
Oh, man. I take it all, man. I went in looking for Willet again. Nobody has it right now. They're all sold out. And we started talking. He's like, well, we have this company that makes a bourbon strictly for our company. And I went, oh, okay. Well, this is something that I could do on the show, and you know, Burke will never be able to try it. Oh, look at my Kendrick. He is so cute. And bye-bye. And we've had enough. Bye-bye.
I've had enough.
So yeah, I bought these 3 bottles of bourbon to try, because he matched up well. The first one that he tried, he was like, oh, if you like sweet bourbons here, this'll work. And I didn't really consider, you know, the capable.
Uh-oh. The sound of doom.
The hell?
What the hell?
What the hell you say?
It's just going to be, it's going to be one of those days, I think. I told you I was tired, and I must have been tired because I went to Total Wine, which is where I bought the bourbon. Do you guys have Total Wine up there?
No.
Oh my.
No, all our alcohol is through the state. Like, you have to be an Ohio liquor agency or representative to sell liquor. So it's all regulated.
Total Wine is
I take it back. Maybe even the beer and wine might be regulated, but for sure the hard liquor is.
Right. You guys have package stores or the state liquor stores, that's what they're called.
Well, like, my liquor store is in my Acme.
Oh.
They are standalone stores. Yeah, like, I got Lake Beverage, which that's all they sell is beer and wine and hard liquor. And,
well, I mean,
there's another one in Jackson that's just all alcohol, but a lot of stores can carry hard liquor if they have a license to.
When I grew up in Ohio, the only place to get hard liquor was the Ohio State Liquor Store. There was only one in Medina. It was up by Jack's nightclub. It was fabulous place to, I mean, I remember going with my dad all the time. It wasn't, I forget where I was living, where I finally started seeing hard liquor being sold. Like, in Virginia, they have package stores. And those are the only places that you could buy hard liquor. Here in Texas, it can be sold anywhere. If hard liquor, or, well, if any liquor is available in your city or county, it's sold in Walmarts. It's sold, you know, everywhere.
Yeah, Sam's Club here sells beer and whatnot. Now, Pennsylvania back in the day was like, you couldn't even buy beer at a store. Like, you couldn't go down to the drugstore or the gas station. You had to go to the liquor store.
Yeah,
buy regular beer.
I do take that back. Liquor stores here in Texas are only open Monday through Saturday, and Walmart, Albertsons, Kroger's, whichever, you're actually able to purchase beer and wine only. So If it is a liquor store, it will be closed on a Sunday, and Walmart will never do that.
Well, I was kind of surprised because I was like, it was a Sunday, and I went into my store that I go get, and I was like, I never tried to buy it on Sunday. I went up and asked one of the ladies, I'm like, do you sell hard liquor on Sunday? She's like, oh, yeah. Okay, well, this is new. This is cool. So I bought my bottle of bourbon on a Sunday.
Very interesting.
Yeah.
Fair. So yeah. Total wine right after work. Bad idea.
It's like going to the grocery store hungry.
Oh, and Total Wine always has like free samples. Ooh. I still have a bottle of gingerbread eggnog.
Jesus.
From Christmas. Oh my gosh.
The button works. That's awesome.
Yeah. Yeah. So tonight, going into my belly, I may have to read this. Is dry blackberry hard cider by Locust. Blackberry and apples. Let's see here. I was attacked as a teenager and was lucky to survive. The incessant buzzing sound of locusts in the heat of the summer overcame me as I waited for an ambulance. And I vowed at that moment to make the most of life. Only accept the best. Anything less is a waste of time. Locust cider is named to remind us to only accept the best. And go after it all. And this was by Jason Spears, the founder.
Sounds a little too metaphysical for me. I just want to drink something.
Hydrocephalitis Association, crafted to help. A portion of every can purchased is donated to support the cause of hydrocephalus, okay, an incurable brain condition our owner's daughter and millions live with. There you go. Congratulations, Jason Spears. Yeah, that was his name. You just got free advertisement.
There you go.
For the pneumococcal cephalitis, whatever. So give me, it just makes it sound like I don't care.
Well, you don't. Let me translate the lip reading I just had to do with him. I don't. Oh, but can't save you on film, buddy. Because I'm going to narc you out.
Super hot UPS driver. Oh, man. Like 2 weeks ago, she came by and she didn't have the leggings on. Oh, to die for. I could dive into that, develop lockjaw, and be dragged to death.
Ranger. Best UPS driver
ever.
I
may have to ask her what her name is. I'm hoping it's something like cephalitis.
As opposed to
oh, I get nunyas every day. So what are you partaking in tonight, sir?
I don't remember. This is why I take a picture of it. Heaven's Door Straight Bourbon Whiskey, 92 proof. I have a pretty bottle too. Kind of a cool bottle. It's around the $50 mark, and I won't say I'm disappointed in it. I just thought it would be slightly better than it is. It's good. it's maybe just not what I'm looking for. It's got a lot more of the esters, kind of like after you take a drink, like the alcohols and esters are back in the back tasting, you know, that not turpentine taste, but more cheap. I don't want to say cheap bourbon. I don't know. There's just a lot more going on in the background, and it's been sitting in ice now. It's a lot smoother and mellow, and
well, ice does that to bourbon.
Yeah. Yeah, much better when it's diluted ever so slightly. A little bit of sweetness to it. Not a lot of the vanilla that we look for. I mean, we're definitely sweet bourbon drinkers.
Yeah,
it's like, give me a vanilla caramel sweet. Oh my God, we like our bourbon like girls like Starbucks. Fuck. Oh well.
Girls like bourbon at Starbucks?
Oh, they're like, you know.
The sweet.
Yeah.
Sexy.
They want the sweet and the caramel and just the background taste of coffee. And we like sweet vanilla and background taste of bourbon.
I'd like a venti vanilla latte with 6 pumps, please. 6? Wow.
Half.
With almond milk.
Vente's 20. Congratulations. You're stupid in 3 languages. I love that clip. You had showed it to me, but I'd already seen it previously. It's hilarious.
Freaking brilliant.
Want a large? Oh, you want a Vente? No, Vente's 20. Oh, you want a tall? No, tall is tall. I want a large.
No, I did not. I didn't play like the entirety of that clip. In the very next scene, the lady explains that venti is 20. A venti is 20 ounces.
And oh, well, that makes
like,
sense.
I was like, so you're going, wait, what? Okay. So Starbucks isn't so stupid.
Sweet. Of course, I could say I want a 20-ounce cup of coffee. And I don't buy a Venti Coke. I buy a 20-ounce Coke.
I just need a large, man. Give me a large black coffee.
Small, there's medium, and there's large. I want the large. Even half of the fast food places, they don't even have a small anymore. Their smallest is a medium. They go medium and large, and then something with a fucking undertow, you know, that is affected by the moon. And yeah, I don't get it.
One of my vices, is that the word that I wish to use with this? One of the things that I have to have, I'm sorry, I just have to, Wendy's Frosties.
They are, yeah.
No.
I can see where you're coming from on that one, man. It's because they're kind of like when you want White Castle burgers. Like, they're not the best, but when you want them, damn, you want them.
Usually,
of course, there's no White Castle burgers around here anymore, which
usually
really sucks.
Drunk and 2 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah.
That you want that steamed burger.
They throw the onions on the grill and the onions steam the burger, so you get an onion steam. It's fantastic.
I hate onions. Oh,
now when they're caramelized and cooked well, they're good.
Ooh. Anyways, the point that I was making with the Frosty was that I went and bought a small Frosty the other day, and the lady hands it to me, and I said, no, I don't want a child's Frosty. She said, no, that's the small. It's this big.
Yeah, it's like a sample cup.
What do you mean that's the... All right.
Wait, is there one smaller than that? Is that what you're telling me, lady?
So I was like, here, you can have this back and give me a large. And the large comes out and it's in a small cup. I'm like, what the fuck?
Like, you make your fountain... Well, you know why? Because fountain drinks cost like 5 cents for, you know, 50 ounces, and the frost machine is more expensive.
Mm. It's milk.
Now, it's it needs milk. It needs like the freezing machine that breaks all the time. That's why.
It's not McDonald's, okay? Why is it every time you go to McDonald's and order a milkshake, they're like, oh, I'm sorry, the machine's broken. Oh, I'm sorry, the machine's broken. It's milk, frozen, and stirred. Go get a spoon.
And what, spend 6 hours for my milk? No, not happening. Dude, I used to whip whipped cream by hand, and that takes forever. It sucks.
I love hand-whipped whipped cream, though. There's nothing the like it.
Yeah.
And if you get, well, if the sugar that you add to it, I used to go and put into a coffee grinder before I would whip.
They make this thing called powdered sugar.
Yeah, I know, but. I think powdered sugar.
Which is what you're doing to the sugar.
I understand that, but powdered sugar always has this metallic-y taste, and I just don't like it. I don't know. Maybe I'm just. I don't know. I'm in a mood today.
Yeah, so am I.
I'm in a mood. I'm just in a mood. I went and I told you that I shot, well, I didn't shoot a full round of golf. I went and hit some golf balls.
Mm-hmm.
These are all Titleist. Oh, well, one's a Callaway, two are Titleist Pro V1s. Titleist Pro V1s, a case of balls, $61.
Boom, snap.
What the hell, people? What the hell? Golf used to be fun. Now it's just expensive.
Yeah. People were having too much fun and they weren't making enough money. So we had to change that.
Oh, man. Yeah, So I was sitting with our golf pro. We were talking about stuff, talking about psychology and golf and all that. And, you know, I was like, man, I think I need a new set of irons. He's like, you don't need a new set of irons. That is the problem with human beings, is that they think that there is something that's going to change what's going on. The only thing that needs to change are your mechanics. And I'm like, but $1,000 worth of golf clubs would really make me.
I was just reading something about Costco's got a really good set of irons for like $900. Like pros are using them. I didn't read the whole article, so I didn't get into it, but it was something like really good Japanese irons at Costco for like $950 to $1,099. I was like, I never thought I'd see a big box store handling quality golf equipment, but I guess it could happen.
Let's see here.
Oh, by the way, you look at that. Have you ever watched Whiskey Tribe on YouTube?
I have not.
They're down in Austin.
Oh, yes, I have.
About a 3-hour drive from you. I looked on there. Yeah, their episode today was the aftermath of the ice storm. And like all the trees are down. Now, the good news is all of their buildings and everything were in good shape. They didn't lose water. They didn't bust pipes. But yeah, they're just like, it's just mass destruction down there. Holy shit.
Wow. Costco is selling Callaway.
Really?
Callaway clubs. These are actually very, very nice clubs. They even have the women's edition.
Well, this was some Japanese. Like I said, they were like $900-ish.
Maybe the PGXs or Mizunos.
Get these Japanese forged irons at Costco for an unreal deal. Honma irons set steel stiff. Honman irons set graphite regular. $1,000. Yeah, $1,100.
Mm. Never heard of them.
Considering these irons retail for under $1,300 in steel and $1,400 in graphite, these prices for Costco are one heck of a deal.
What was the name of the company?
Honma, H-O-N-M-A. Traditionally, they've sold their clubs through custom fitting centers.
That's okay. Yes, I have seen these clubs at our course. The Korean girls all have them.
Apparently, they have Kirkland irons also.
Huh. Oh, you're Kirkland's. Kirkland's is Costco. Yes.
Okay.
Hanma. Yeah, I just went to Costco's website and looked up golf clubs, and the ones that they showed me were Callaway's, which...
Yeah, those are nothing to sneeze at.
Yeah, I mean, but the ones that you're talking about, the
Honma?
The Honma Badass are... they're nice irons. And yes, you are right. They are usually sold through a dealer because they have to be fitted. So that's very interesting. Bob keeps threatening to move down here.
Well, I think somebody invited him.
Yeah, that was like 2 years ago. You think I want them now?
You should have put an expiration date on that coupon, dumbass.
I know. So when we do our show, I can see myself.
Yeah, I can see me.
Bert can see himself.
I can see you and me.
I look so freaking old right now.
Yeah, but you look thinner.
I look like my grandfather.
No, I look like my dad if he shaved his head and didn't have hair.
Then you don't look like your dad.
Well, that's because he has a full head of hair, that bastard.
I don't know what you're talking about.
So apparently, I don't know if I talked about this or not, but apparently my father is going through some kind of a program. I think it's got like
AA
number of steps, maybe 12.
Narcanon?
Yeah, whatever. Yeah, it's like. Because he told me a couple of years ago, like, I quit everything. No more edibles, no more drinking, no nothing. I'm like, oh, okay. Did you feel like you needed to? He's like, yeah, I think of it. It's like, this is a man who lives by himself in a trailer park with a bunch of new people. It sounds like in your 70s. You're in your mid-70s. What else you got to do? You know, it's like, you're not going to piss anybody off. You're not near anybody. But anyway, he decided he needed the 12-step program. So like a month ago, he's like, hey, do you have Linda's email address? My mom.
Oh, I'm
like, yeah. Okay, sure. You know, I didn't even think anything of it. You know, he's trying to get a hold of her. He's like, yeah, nobody. Yeah, I can't get a hold of Linda. She won't respond. I like found one of her Facebook friends and asked if she was okay. And I'm not getting any response, blah, blah, blah. So I'm like, emailing my mom going, yeah, is everything okay down there with the energy? Yeah, will you please tell your dad not to contact me? I don't want to have any kind of a relationship with him, and please ask him to not contact any of my friends either. So sorry to put you in the middle of all this. I'm like, oh, okay. I'm like, and then it dawned on me, oh yeah, one of the steps is to apologize. Oh,
reparations.
I was like, it's all coming together now. I get it. Okay. So you're not going to check that one off the list there, buddy. Sorry.
You like movies about gladiators.
Wow.
That is one big pile of shit.
I feel bad for him. I mean, I guess I kind of went through that phase one. I mean, I didn't quit doing drugs. I mean, why the hell would I do that?
Why, yeah, better living through chemistry. Come on.
But you feel bad about certain things that you did when you were a little bit younger and tried to get a hold of someone to apologize for the things I did. And literally the only note that I got back is, You're a fucking asshole. I hope you die and go to hell. Do not contact me again. And I went, not gonna mend that fence.
Yeah. But you know what? You made the effort. You said, I was young. I was stupid. My bad. Sorry. Take it as you will. They took it as they will. Okay, fine. Whatever.
Yeah.
Apparently I've grown and they haven't. Whatever. It's fine.
I wouldn't necessarily say I've grown. I've just realized that the world's not just about me. And
that's called growth, Scott. Oh, God, Jesus Christ.
Is that what? Keep getting this shit wrong. This adulting stuff sucks. Yeah, I did try. I've tried with like five people. I even tried to correct things between my ex-wife and I. And I learned
that would probably take a lobotomy on her part, so I wouldn't try too very hard with that one.
Yeah.
You see, you broke rule number one, and you did what, Scott? What'd you do?
You
put your dick in crazy, didn't you?
No, have you met any of my girlfriends?
I met your ex-wife. I was at the wedding.
I mean, we'll get to White Wedding later.
Did you get the music that I sent you yesterday?
I did.
It's weird. I was in a weird mood picking music. I'm like, and once again, you don't have to use any of it. I was just like, you know what? There you go.
Okay, the you sent me four songs.
Yes.
I literally felt like I was just watching TikToks.
Yeah.
They were all TikTok songs.
Yeah, kind of. Well, I mean, the one is by the one guy who did one of my favorite Bond tunes. And it was like I was watching, I don't have TikTok, but I have YouTube Shorts. And half of them are TikToks. And it was just one of those songs that like got in my ear, and then I listened to the whole thing, and it was like, it's just got a good smooth, I'm kind of digging it. I will get tired of it soon, I'm sure, but
I got tired of it watching TikToks.
Yeah,
why do I watch TikToks?
Because you work at a golf course and got nothing better to do.
Well, it's a short 30 seconds, you know. Yeah. You can bust out and yeah. I don't know. I asked one of my friends the other day why all the TikToks that they recommend are nothing but like 22-year-old girls in their underwear. And he said, that's the algorithm. I said, gotta quit watching stuff like that. But when that's all they show you.
What am I supposed to? I can't tell it not to.
So I just started liking all of this other stuff lately.
Or search for oddball stuff, and then it might start showing up.
Oh, it showed up all right. I have never seen so many transvestites on my TikTok.
Why were you looking up transvestites?
What did you do, Ray?
It was transistors, damn it, autocorrect.
I looked up the Grammy Awards because I guess there was a big whole stink a lot about
that song,
about some,
like he was doing some satanic ritual, and I'm like,
yeah,
he put on a hat that had devil horns on it. Whatever. Fucking yeah.
People are stupid. I mean,
yes they are,
you know. It goes both ways. But Jesus, man, it's a freaking song, and he shut the fuck up and listen to it. You might enjoy it.
Yeah. It's like, you know me, it's like when I listen to music, I don't really listen to the lyrics a bunch. I'm more into the vibe, the feel of the music, the beat of the music. Eventually, I will find the lyrics and listen to them. But anyway, I believe the clock on the wall says it is time for us to take a break.
It does say that. I don't know how I feel about it.
Parting is such sweet sorrow.
Yeah.
But the good news is, the good news is, we'll be right back.
All right, we'll be right back. Bye.
New year, same great savings. All in the Kroger app. Get Kroger Spiral Sliced Ham for 89 cents a pound with your card and an additional $25 purchase limit too. Then get large avocados or mangoes for 99 cents each with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
We could talk, but we love listening to this stuff.
Let me tell you, 75 degrees in my room right now. Got to put a coat on.
So this is weird because, like, usually Fridays at work is the day for older music. We've got XM radio that we play in the showroom. So Friday is my day for oldies music. For some odd reason, the manager, who loves listening to country, put on 80s today. I'm like, I'm gonna shut up and just sit here and groove to my groove thing. It was awesome.
Damn. Hey, guess what? 14 days until Toto. I'm waiting for Duran Duran to come back. We're talking about touring this summer.
Oh my.
Gonna get to see some old people singing. They gotta be what, 60 now? 70?
They were older than us, so yeah, they got to be in their 60s, yeah.
Mm.
I think Def Leppard's the only band that was kind of our age.
Yeah, and they were young.
Like they were in high school when they had their first hit.
They were really close to our age.
But can you imagine the chicks they were pulling down? Like, can you imagine if you walked into high school and you're like, "Hey, I've got a record deal. You want to listen?" You know? Oh God.
Pick up lines from the drummer from Def Leppard. I can nub you.
I nub you, baby.
I'm so sorry. I am so sorry.
I told that joke a couple episodes ago. Playing air guitar in my car, and I dropped one of my sticks, so I just switched to Def Leppard. Oh, sorry. Playing air drums in the car. Yeah, I screwed it all up.
Oh,
yeah. Playing air drums to Motley Crue, dropped a stick, had to switch to Def Leppard. Damn it.
Oh, yes. Oh, wait. Sorry, people. I actually like this one better, though.
Yeah, I'm just slightly other way, but they're both excellent. Some days this is just a little too mellow for me.
Well, I hear the drums. You could always have.
This song always sounded like something from Schoolhouse Rock. That bass popping, man. This is a good old bass.
Oh. Come on.
This almost sounds like the intro to an 80s sitcom. Except for that. That sounds like Bobby Brown, man. That sounds like George Michael there. Side by, some people live
their dreams. Some people, I mean, come on.
I'd love to see him. Don't get me wrong.
Some of the best music from the 80s. Great breakup songs like I'll Be Over You.
Shit, I gotta write that one down. Son of a bitch. Hold on. I have songs picked out, but I haven't finalized them yet.
Oh, yeah. That was actually supposed to be the show today, but we kind of looked back and... We've done
two music shows back to back. Not going to happen. Kind of like we don't do two movie reviews back to back. It's just no bueno. Break it up a little bit. Not like people can't fast forward, however, comma.
Yeah. 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 So
we didn't want to do that to ourselves either.
Oh my gosh. It's going to be like a world night of breakup songs by Toto. How to break up with your woman by Toto. I may have to take my wife.
A master class.
Oh my gosh. So the mixtape episode is gonna come up here soon. Dude, I could spend all night just listening to this album. Yeah, so. Wow, there is a theme here. Love isn't always on time.
I mean, it's almost like listening to the Eagles, isn't it?
I'll be over you. I mean, is Don Henley writing the lyrics?
That's why my father will never listen to this show. He hates the Eagles.
Well, then
it's all depression rock. I'm like, no, it's not. And then I started listening to lyrics, like, oh, okay, it is. But the music's awesome. Which then, you know, 30 years later, after he told me all about that, 30 years later, I'm watching the movie The Big Lebowski. Have you seen it?
Oh, yes, yes, yes.
Great. And he's in the cab and gets kicked out of the cab because he's like, man, I just don't want to listen to the Eagles, man. I just don't like them. I'm like, oh my God, it's my father. The button works awesome, man.
Dude, I'm telling you. I'm all over this button.
Is it like one of those big red buttons, like the that was easy buttons that you get to smash with a
God, I did almost buy one that had the big huge button, but no, this one is I'll tell you what, this company, I've bought a lot of stuff through or from over the time of doing events and audio and different stuff like that. It's called Rolls, R-O-L-L-S, and they're based in America. I think it was Phoenix.
Nice.
I don't remember exactly where they're from, but
all
of their stuff is American made. And some of the best DI boxes I've ever bought were Rolls's. Now, they're a little bit pricey when you start getting into the DI boxes and stuff like, especially the DI boxes for computers and stuff like that. And what?
Digital interface, is that?
DI stands for direct interface.
Oh, okay.
Not digital. It will take a quarter inch cable or an eighth inch cable, depending on what you're using. If you have a keyboard, you have a quarter inch cable. If you have a computer, it's an eighth inch cable. It plugs in and it gives you two outputs, XLR. Nice. So that you can go directly into a soundboard. They make fabulous stuff, really high quality. The minute that I did an Amazon search, I was like, cough box. I need a cough box. Because I smoke too much now. Rolls was like the fifth one down, and I was like, used the company before. That's what I'll get.
There you go.
It's really kind of cool because right underneath the name, it's stamped "Made in USA."
Yeah, and when you live in Texas, that keeps you from getting your ass beat.
Yeah, Texans are different. Bob will find out.
He'll fit right. Well, he'll fit right in with one crowd, even though he doesn't belong to that crowd. People start throwing Spanish at him. He's like, dude, what the hell are you talking about, man?
He even looks Spanish, man.
He does, man. He looks. The fucking Border Patrol is going to come to you. Got your green card on you, buddy? Like, live in Ohio, man. Like Tommy Chong goes to Texas.
Oh, gosh. So like we said, our show, it's not going to be mixtapes. I wish it was, man. I really want it. I am so hyped on doing this mixtape thing because Well, because it shows our personalities. It shows the type of music that we're into. You know, it's just, it's cool. It's cool. Well, it's cool for me. I don't know. My life was music for the past 35 years of my life. So I guess I kind of still get excited about it. Oh, by the way, I didn't get the job.
Refreshment.
Event services manager. Yeah. Not going to say who it was for because
it was a larger-ish place.
I went, I did my interview. I thought the interview went fine. Got an email like 3 days later. Oh, we have a different candidate. We're going to go in a different direction. And lo and behold, a day later,
somebody from your job quit.
No, the advertisement was back up on the website. So I kind of sat back and I went,
we want somebody. We just haven't found him. You ain't it.
You know, I'm in my 50s. I know I'm getting older. I try not to look older. I dye my hair, not my top hair, my mustache and all that stuff.
No offense, you're doing a lousy job.
Lately. Look at that. I'm white. But I really, from seeing every employee that I saw that worked there, I really think they were looking for somebody 20 years younger.
That's profiling, man.
Is, you know, I watched my father from age 50 on. Well, my father was bald, so
he looked a little more mature than his age.
He looked older than he actually was. But but the only job he ever got offered after 50 years old was Target.
Ugh.
And I was talking to my boss at work the one day about this, and we had a very serious discussion about age and all that. And I was like, yeah, but those of us that are older, we're a little bit more experienced.
A little wiser.
You're going to get quality out of us. You know, what's the difference between myself being 50 years old and succeeding and you guys hiring a 22-year-old fresh out of college who's probably going to fail?
It's not so much that they're going to fail, is that they can mold and brainwash them the way they want to. You are malleable. You will take forever to conform to the corporate structure. As where a 20-year-old, you go, well, this is what you got to do to succeed. And they're like, well, this is what I got to do to succeed. I must go do this. And
Well, as it was explained to me, the philosophy is very simple. They could hire me. They could give me that job and I would be great at it. And I would be great at it for 15 years.
And then they have to train somebody else.
But because of my experience, they're going to pay me $20,000 more. They would rather save the money and have
train someone and have them screw up a little bit. And then it'll be another 20 years before they have to pay him the same amount they'd have to pay you today.
Exactly. And I was like, that makes sense. I mean, from a business aspect, I can see that. From an old person aspect, I think it sucks.
Welcome to reality.
You know, that's and I saw it in my own business. it got to the point when the last few years or the last 10 years of me doing shows and stuff, my rate was $600 a day. They could find somebody fresh out of college who doesn't know jack shit and pay them $125. And they'll go do the show. Why are they going to do that? They want to do the show. I want the show. I want to go do Lakeside. I want to go do Cameo. I want to go light something. And so, I mean, I saw it all the way through my career in the entertainment industry. I knew in the 30s and 40s that I was a hot commodity. I was really good at what I did, and I wasn't totally expensive yet. Now I'm expensive. I can't retire on that.
Oops. You price yourself out of a job.
Damn it. The fuck did I do that? Anyways, our show today is Top Production Vehicles. And I received a bunch of questions from Burke. Are we basing this on money? Are we basing this on blah, 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 blah? I'm like, I'm
pick
basing
out cool cars, idiot.
I'm basing it on cars that I can afford.
Oh, that. Well, then I fucked up already. Okay.
Well, I said that budget was part of it. Reliability is part of it. Like, if I was to go buy a car, that's what I'm basing it on.
What yeah, well, I screwed this all up then. Sorry, my bad. I got a couple of fun cars in there that we can't afford.
Well, trust me, there's a couple of cars in my list that I cannot afford. But I did really go for what is the best production car out there right now. You know, I'm not going to go and buy a Lagonda.
They don't build them anymore, but okay.
I'm not Koenigsegg.
Yeah.
You know, I McLaren. Yeah, that's love to own one. It's not a practical production car.
Now, a lot of mine fit that bill. A couple don't, so I apologize. I was scrambling too. I had stuff going on. I procrastinated a little bit, so I was a little under the pressure to get this one out. So mine are a little.
Hold on, you procrastinate?
I know, right?
What?
What? What the? Hell? I will say to
Jesus,
failure, you're so stupid.
Hang on, where is it? Where is it? Here it is.
I want to get some Mountain Dew.
Yeah, sure, that's in the fridge over there.
Thank you. I'll just take one.
It says Mountain View. Oh yeah, that's Mountain View.
Fan favorite drink.
What the hell is this?
Oh, it's Mountain Dew, but in 4K.
Okay, maybe not that one.
Oh god, do you even have the slideshow? Oh god, now I feel really bad. That's really pretty, by the way.
Well, thank you. Thank you.
Yeah, that's pretty nice.
As a matter of fact.
Now, you gotta admit, last week you were slightly impressed that I ventured out into doing something like this.
Yeah, did you? Okay, you have like no visuals? What are you?
No, hell no. I mean, I got some picture. I got one picture of every car so I could share at least a picture with you. But no, I did not do this.
All right. Hang on. Where is my, there it is. No, not that. Oh my gosh. It's all gone. What the hell? Share. Oh. I don't like pause share. Stop share.
Sorry. And we're back.
I had to.
Five screens apparently is not enough for him to do a show. He had to turn on his 50-inch TV to see the rest of it.
I have my PowerPoint going to my TV. I swear to God, I have to put like a video camera in here to show what the backstage looks like, because this is, it's a fiasco.
So where did you start out in your list? Did you start out with the main cars, or did you start out with the EV? Where did you start at?
Well, this is how this is going to go, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to go and do our top 10 production vehicles. Then we're going to do our top 5 trucks. And then we're going to end on our top 5 EVs.
Weird. Because that's the same thing I got going on too. So we're in sync far out, man.
The EV thing, it was actually very interesting doing research on the EV stuff.
It was kind of fun. I didn't realize that there were as many of those out there. That was kind of a cool one.
There. Well, did you see the Lucidia?
Is that the car or the truck?
That's the car, the EV.
Yeah, I've seen some videos about it. I've seen a couple guys do test drives, and they're kind of impressed with it. I mean, it's not, I guess, not to the quality that the other ones are at, but they're up there. They're fun to drive. They're cool looking.
Yeah. It definitely. It was a lot of fun doing the EVs. The production cars, I was almost set in my way. Let's see here, multiple participants. Because I do believe that in this first series, Burke is starting. Dun, dun, dun!
Well, then you're going to have to stop sharing, because I'll have to at least share the screen at one point.
Oh, let's see here. Yes, it is Burke's number 10, ladies and gentlemen. We are in the top 10 production cars for 2023.
I don't have these in a very good order either, and I'm going to apologize. So I was quite remiss on my homework. I'm a failure. You are a failure.
I don't have that one. I don't. I have this one.
You're not sharing. I can't hear it.
probably a good thing. Probably a good thing.
All right, so. And now I'm going to have to, like, move all these down. I should have done a thing. Oh, well.
You should have done the PowerPoint.
I should have done a thing, man. Should have done the thing, man.
I hate it when you don't do a thing.
I don't do the thing, yeah. Here we go. My number 10 car is the Nissan Versa.
Ooh.
Why do you ask?
I do
it. It is the cheapest car sold in the United States in 2023 with a MSRP of $15,730. And it comes in an available 5-speed manual with a 1.6 liter, 122 horsepower engine.
Hold on. Somebody actually has a manual still.
I know, right? That's what I looked at that. I'm like, what? That's like, you know, some of my old Hondas had less horsepower than that. So I'm like, I didn't know there was a sub 16 grand car sold in the United States at this point. I was like,
doubt.
Okay, I'm going to put it on a list because it's the cheapest car in America. So that is my number 10 car.
Ooh, okay. My number 10 is dun, dun, dun. You have a blank screen, right?
I do.
Well, hang on a second. Look, I even put animations in.
Oh, dear God. My stuff. Audi A4.
The Audi A4. This is a luxury car that is $40,000. 2.0 liter four-cylinder engine. Has a max horsepower of 201 and torque of 235. City 24, highway 33, which for an Audi, for anything that's in that Volkswagen family,
that's damn good, actually, for them. That's really good.
Actually, really good gas.
And it's all-wheel drive. Yeah, that's very good.
Yes, it has the quattro all-wheel drive with a 7-speed S-tronic dual clutch automatic transmission. The thing shifts on a dime. And the nice thing about the S-tronic system is that if you want to go into manual mode, you can.
Okay. No clutch. I'm gonna steal your catchphrase. Here's the thing. Anyone who has ever driven a manual and gets into a car that has paddle shifters never uses them. You know why? Because the car is smarter and faster than you are in automatic.
Thank you very much.
It's just a gimmick. I mean, every blue moon, I can see using paddle shifters if you are driving in snowy conditions and you want to keep the car in second gear and creep along. That's it. That's the only reason, because you stop on the accelerator, the thing downshifts three or four, because old automatics used to have to go through all the gears. They have to shift from fifth to fourth to third. Nowadays, they jump directly from fifth gear to second gear if you stomp on the accelerator hard enough, which is, and you could do it in a manual. There isn't much use for paddle shifters anymore. But I like that they're there, I guess. It's just, I don't know. But anyway, I digress.
Do not steal my thunder. The Audi A4 line started in 1994 and is part of the German manufacturer group of Volkswagen. Do you know what else Volkswagen owns?
Bugatti.
They have a few things.
Do they own Porsche too, for that matter? I don't know.
They own Porsche. They own Bugatti. They own
Volkswagen.
Audi. They own Volkswagen.
Basically, they're the German monopoly company, aren't they?
Yes. Do you know who the founder was?
Hitler.
Yes.
As a matter of fact, yes, he was. How do you know?
Hitler started the Volkswagen Group.
Most people are like, oh, that's a bullshit answer. No, it's correct.
No, that is absolutely correct.
Yeah, he was going to put a Type 1 Beetle in every German household by the end of World War II.
Hey, yeah. Like I said.
Damn near. I mean, you know, even though he didn't win, he almost did it.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you think about it. The Volkswagen Beetle was built to be an everyday car for everyone. The damn thing.
It translates into people's car. It really was. It was simple to fix, simple to operate.
30 miles to the gallon.
You could go up freaking mountains in the damn thing. I mean, it was an unbelievably good, simple car that never broke. It was fucking awesome.
It was air-cooled, so you have no radiator to worry about. Yeah,
now, heating was a little bit of an issue. If you lived in colder climates, you were out. Well, but you had to have the smart thing was, it was a flat front windshield. Because you had to use an ice scraper on the inside of the windshield to scrape the frost off when you're driving in the winter. But at least it was a flat windshield and you could do that.
Yeah. Anyways, back to the Audi. The Audi A4 makes my list because A, I like imports. B, you're getting a mixture of luxury with practicality. 33 miles to the gallon.
And see, you lean a little towards that Aryan kind of thing.
Yeah. Well, I am part German. So. All right. That was my number 10. Bert.
I'm not saying I'm a master race. I'm just saying I understand.
Blonde hair, or I mean, blue eyes, black hair.
I'm halfway there, buddy. Little dye job. I'm in, man.
Polish, Welsh, and German. What else do you need? All right, sir. What's your number 9?
My number 9 is, screen share, please, the 2023 Acura Integra Type S. It will be out later this year. They are using the same engine in the Civic Type R in an Acura Integra. So you're going to have a 300 horsepower, 2-liter turbo with all the accoutrement of Acura. You're talking Bose sound system, all that kind of stuff. This is going to be the hot hatch that you can actually drive as a daily driver, because you cannot drive a Type R Civic in the wintertime. I mean, people do, but it's just not pleasant. This is going to be the hot everyday driver car. It is going to be available in the springtime. They're estimating around a $48,000 MSRP on this car. So that was my number.
Do you know miles per gallon by chance?
No, it is not out yet. So we don't have any solid details on the vehicle.
All righty. Let's see. Better hurry.
We got a minute and 29 seconds. Go. Let's go.
We got 9 minutes.
The counter disappeared. I'm sorry. My bad.
Oh, you're so high.
Yeah, getting there.
All right. Moving on to my number 9. I think I've only got 2 American-made cars on this list. The rest,
I've got a couple, but not many.
I don't have many because not many American automakers are making cars. Chevy makes the Impala. No, the Malibu.
No,
the Malibu.
They make. I don't even know if they make that EV anymore. Do they make the Bolt?
No, that's out of production.
I think Chevy and Ford, okay, with the exception of Mustang, I don't think Ford makes any cars. I don't think Chevy makes any cars.
Let's see here.
Lincoln is about to go that same route.
Chevrolet makes in cars one car, the Malibu.
They may say they do. They ain't building it this year.
Dodge makes the Charger and Challenger.
Probably because cops still buy them.
And Ford makes...
They make the Mustang, I know that.
They make the... cars. We have the Mustang. They have discontinued the Fusion. Nobody makes cars.
Yeah.
Which I don't want. I don't want an SUV. I don't like SUVs. My parents have the Honda CR-V. Mm-hmm. Now it's just my mother. I hate that car. I don't like the way it drives. It's a slug. It is slow.
Well, yeah. They're slightly better now, but yeah. You might actually like the hybrid version.
There's other hybrids out there that made my list.
Yeah, I know, right?
Yeah. Anyways, my number 9 is the Dodge Charger. Base price, $33,000. Comes with a 3.6 liter V6, which has 292 horsepower. giving you 19 miles per gallon city, 30 on the highway. It's not the nostalgia. It's not the anything like this. I literally rented one of these in Las Vegas about 2 years ago. And the car is so comfortable.
No, that's cool. I've never ridden in one. I've never been in one.
Everything inside of it is like ergonomical to the driver, which makes it 150 times. You're so much happier on long trips.
It's unusual for Dodge Chrysler, because usually they had stuff in weird positions, and it's good that they've like kind of changed their style with the interior. Yeah.
You know, it was a tough choice between the Charger and the Challenger, but when I sat in the Challenger at the car show this year, it's a sports car. I love sports cars.
Yeah.
But you feel confined. Where in the Charger, you feel like you're kind of in a full-size car that's not really a full-size car anymore.
Well, no, this is one of the few, like, I was looking up full-size cars. This is actually supposedly in the full-size car category. So...
Well, here's the thing. They have moved the line because they consider a Nissan Altima a full-size car.
Oh, crap. That means the Accord's way more than a full-size car. That's kind of cool.
Yeah.
It's all about interior volume. It's not like overall size of the car. It's interior passenger volume is what drives that number.
Well, you know, I looked at this car, and it's something that I did not hit my cough button, damn it.
No!
It's a car that I could take on a trip across the country with three people and have the room to fit everything in it.
Nice, nice.
It's the perfect car for me because of the fact that I still do sales now and then. I still take people around. It's a nice looking car on the interior. I will say this. It sits at the bottom of my list because of the amount of plastic in the interior.
American cars, they're always going to be that way. I mean, they got to keep their production costs down somehow, and that's usually the way they do it.
Yeah, it's just there was so much plastic. I was like, dude, all I'm gonna do is armor all every day. Mm-hmm. All right, sir. What's your number eight?
My number eight is a car I didn't even know about till I started researching. This is the Toyota GR Corolla hatchback. 300 horsepower, 1.6 liter, three-cylinder turbo, stick shift, all-wheel drive.
With a three-cylinder?
I know, right? I mean, 1.6 is like generally the displacement for a four-cylinder. So it's a big three-cylinder. I don't know if it was a size or weight thing. I don't know why they did it that way, but they did it. 37 G's to the top end for the race prepared version, around 51 grand. So I didn't even know this thing existed. I looked at it, I was like, this kind of reminds, okay, remember the Bond film with the Fiat with the big fender flares? This kind of reminds me of that car just a little bit.
Driving in my Fiat.
It's like, this intrigues me. Like, I'm Honda-fied, don't get me wrong, but Toyota's a good brand.
Do you know
they have some hot stuff?
Do you know the gas mileage?
Nope. No, I've told you I am woefully underprepared for this episode. What you see is what you get. I'm not even sure they have the miles per gallon on this car yet, because the base model is about to come out. They don't even have the second and third iterations until way later in the year. So I don't think they know even. So,
well, let's take a look here. 21, 28, and 24.
About what the Charger was, wasn't it?
For a three-cylinder engine. No, the Charger was 33.
Yeah, it was 30 highway.
Or 30 highway. But you're talking about a three-cylinder engine as compared to a six-cylinder engine. But
you're going to have a little more fun in this car.
You're
not going to go cross country in it.
Well, okay. Did you give the horsepower on it?
Yeah, 300.
300 with 273 torque with a red line of 6,000 RPMs.
It's a three cylinder. You can't rub them too high.
The car itself, the car itself only weighs 3,200 pounds.
It's a little intriguing, isn't it?
That's a hell of a car, dude.
It's like, I may not want to own one. I definitely want to drive one. I want to take it out somewhere and thrash it. Because it looks like it just be a lot of fun. Can you imagine, dude, can you imagine zipping through traffic in this thing? Oh, it'd be a blast. Holy shit.
Oh, I could totally do it.
It is a four-door hatchback. I mean, it's got, you know, it's got all the pinnings to be a fun and, you know, actually livable kind of car.
Oh, yes. Oh, I mean, trust me, I'm not disappointed in your number
eight. Number eight. I didn't even label these things.
We're
woefully unprepared.
That's okay.
And unfortunately, our time is up for this segment, isn't it?
Oh yes, it is.
Oh. Sad panda.
We'll be right back.
We are young. Harder to harder. We stand. No promises. No demands. Love is love.
Hey, make sure that you check back soon for part two of this podcast.
New year, same great savings. All in the Kroger app.
Get Kroger Spiral Sliced Ham for 89 cents a pound with your card and an additional $25 purchase limit too. Then get large avocados or mangoes for 99 cents each with your card and a digital coupon.
Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.